This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Afghanistan, the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, has reportedly agreed to surrender the city of Kandahar, the last major Taliban holdout in Afghanistan. Afghan interim leader Hamid Karzai told CNN that Taliban fighters would be allowed to hand in their weapons and return to their homes, and Mullah Omar might get amnesty, Mr. Karzai said, if he agrees to renounce terrorism. Now there's word from the White House that the administration would oppose that offer. NPR's Tom Gelton is at the Pentagon. He joins me now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alex.
We should say that this story is breaking and moving, and obviously we don't have all of the details in yet, but has there been any word out of the Pentagon yet on these latest developments?
Not really, Alex, although in about 5 minutes, I guess there will be, because at 11:15, that's 5 minutes from now here, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is set to give a briefing. This was not called just in response to this news. He was scheduled to do that anyway, but I'm certain he will have a reaction to this development when he speaks here in a couple of minutes. His spokeswoman, Victoria Clark, said earlier this morning that the United States had heard these reports, was familiar with the reports that discussions concerning a possible surrender were underway. She was unable to confirm it. In fact, one senior military officer that I just ran into in the hallway here said that he got the news from this on CNN, and this is all I can say is that he's someone who should definitely have known about it. I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, however, because U.S. officials have been right in on these talks. Hamid Karzai, who's been leading the opposition side in these talks, is very close to the United States. He's been working very closely with U.S. advisors, both military and non-military, and the U.S. officials were very aware of what negotiations he was undertaking with Mullah Omar and other Taliban leaders with respect to Kandahar. I think the feeling here at the Pentagon, the surprise here is that they didn't realize that things were moving as quickly as they had. They did not, frankly, expect an announcement this morning. And I think there is some suspense about just what has been agreed, if something, in fact, has been agreed.
Do you know if there's a deal that the Taliban fighters would get amnesty, or some of them would get amnesty and some wouldn't?
Well, that is the big issue. This senior military officer with whom I spoke a few minutes ago said that the United States has been very clear throughout these discussions that it would not support any deal. No deals was the term he used. And you mentioned in the intro the reaction from the White House. So now amnesty, the key question there is amnesty for whom? For lower-level Taliban fighters, I can't imagine there'd be much of a problem with that. They are, after all, Afghans. But whether the United States would support amnesty for Mullah Omar, who's been effectively the head of the Taliban movement, I think that's another question. And I do not get any sense that the United States would look kindly on amnesty for him.
But could the U.S. do anything to block it?
Well, Donald Rumsfeld has said previously there's not a whole lot the United States can do. On the other hand, the United States is, let's face it, very heavily involved militarily in Afghanistan right now. And if Mullah Omar were to fall into U.S. hands, it's hard to imagine that the U.S. military would feel obligated by a deal with some tribal leaders that it was not a part of.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tom. NPR's Tom Gelton speaking with us from the Pentagon.